Previously on Alan Wake.
No, wait, that's not right. Welcome to Hours Played. Just walking to this lighthouse, and I thought I'd tell you my thoughts about Alan Wake. Alan Wake is an action horror game where you play the titular Alan Wake.
My name is Alan Wake. I'm a writer.
World-famous author. This game is all about atmosphere. From the brooding, foreboding atmosphere of the opening cutscene.
In a horror story, the victim keeps asking why. But there can be no explanation, and there shouldn't be one. The unanswered mystery is what stays with us the longest.
To the first minute of the game, where after hitting a hitchhiker on a lonely coastal road, he mysteriously disappears, and then reappears with an axe.
You're in this story now, and I'll make you suffer!
Kind of the worst kind of reappearance, isn't it? Alan Wake is like a Stephen King novel, and even acknowledges it.
Stephen King once wrote that nightmares exist outside of logic, and there's little fun to be had in explanations.
Broken into four episodes, I've only played the first, which took about an hour, and I really want to play the next one. Episode 1 focuses on Alan arriving with his wife in a quaint New England town, where everyone knows your name.
We need to stop at the local diner to get the cabin key from the landlord.
Things quickly take a turn for the creepy.
Carl couldn't make it. Unfortunately, he was taken ill. But I have the key for you and instructions on how to get to the lake.
Okay.
I wish you a good stay in my cabin. I'll come by later to check how you've settled in. And to meet your wife. I insist.
The bulk of episode 1 takes place in a dark forest and a dangerously sharp lumberyard. And of course, you're being stalked by someone.
You lose!
The actual gameplay is a neat twist on the action shooter genre. Alan Wake has to purge his enemies with his flashlight, so then they become more vulnerable to more traditional means, like bullets. The gameplay combo of flashlight and gun actually works really well. The flashlight is more of a continuous beam that gradually fades down, and bullets are discrete quantities. It gives rise to moment-to-moment gameplay, where you have to decide if you want to stun the axe-wielding maniac coming at you, or shoot the axe-throwing maniac that you've already purged. And again, Alan Wake makes good use of the New England environment, with plenty of fogs, dangerous creeks, and dark woods.
The loose sheets of paper were pages from a manuscript entitled Departure. That was the name I planned to use for the next novel I had never gotten started.
To add to the atmosphere, the game also uses a clever foreshadowing mechanic, where collectible pages of a novel found within the game describe future scenes.
The man turned to face me. His face was covered in shadows.
Usually to your horror. And that's what I like about this game. The horror doesn't come from psychos jumping out at you from unexpected locations, or some kind of twisted body horror, or just blood and guts on the floor. It's more about atmosphere, waiting, a real classic kind of horror, which I feel is harder to pull off than the jump or torture porn, and incredibly more satisfying. Not to say that the other styles of horror are bad. This kind is harder to pull off, and just a little bit more rare. And it's not that Alan Wake is free of jump scares, it's just they felt appropriate and earned. Granted, it all could go to hell in a handbasket in the other three episodes, but the end of the first episode leaves me hopeful, unlike Alan Wake's situation. Should you get this game? I'd say yes. Just don't expect survival horror. This is definitely in the action horror family. Also, if you hate collectibles, there's also thermoses of coffee, which I guess thematically appropriate.
Try the coffee. Just don't blame me when you fall in love. Because it'll break your heart when you have to leave.
Also, don't expect giant rocket launchers. The biggest weapon I found was a shotgun, and I mostly used a .32. However, the most impressive weapon in this game is definitely the flare gun. When you find it, don't be afraid to use it. I guess I'm coming up on this lighthouse. I hope there's nothing spooky inside. Oh, what's this book that washed up on shore? First page. Let's see, it's called Hours Played, and then the man continued to record the podcast, never looking behind him at the thing that was sneaking up on him, which was probably a ghost. I'm going to continue to record this podcast, and I'm definitely not turning around. Oh crap. Next time, Amnesia, The Dark Descent.